We will meet Bap Dada and also we are also meeting each other spiritually. I was told this morning to speak on the topic on what Baba expects of us. And right now, I have been told that I should also mention what expectation we have from Baba. So let's do the easy work talk first. What does Baba expect from us? That is the easy part of the topic. Firstly, the slogan that comes in every day is Murli. There was a slogan in the Murli which said that you have to be free from all desires. Baba is already free from all desires. Am I speaking too loudly, too fast? Your Laukik father, what does he expect from his children? The same thing Baba expects from us. The Laukik father expects that his children should be the best. They should be even better than the father himself. So the same expectation Baba has from his children. He has mentioned this in many Murlis. He has said that every child of mine should be number one. In reality, he also knows that I have so many children, so each one is number wise. So then what does a father do? He looks after the weakest child. The child who is wise, who is mature, will look after himself. But the child who needs help is helped by the father. The weak child is taken care of. So, the Almighty Father has given us this minimum guarantee, and this guarantee gives us a lot of power and enthusiasm and saves us from any kind of distress. And what guarantee is that? Baba has said that my last child he is better than many other souls and is number one. Because even the last child receives the love of the father, and the other souls of the world do not receive this love. Just like the parents love each child, even though the children are number wise, they still get equal love. So now that you have come to meet Bap Dada, some of you have come several times, and for some of you it is the first time So when you meet Baba today and take drishti from Baba, please keep in mind that Baba looks at each soul with equality, not according to the effort. It's a very important thing to keep in mind that Baba looks with equal love at each soul without any difference. This is something that can give you a lot of enthusiasm and intoxication. When the children meet the father, everybody knows Baba's expectation and you know your own aim. And our aim too, each one of us have the aim of being number one, but not number two. Number two is not acceptable. Baba and us both have the same wish to be number one. Do not bring this difference in your meeting with Baba. You are Baba's child. He is a supreme father and a supreme and the supreme father and the supreme soul. So you can take full benefit of this meeting if you know that you are also number one and Baba looks at you also as number one. If you look at Baba and think that Baba wants this from us and I have not done this, the last time I met Baba, I promised something to Baba in my mind, but I have not fulfilled that promise. So do not have that negative thinking of what you may have not done, because a little time you have of meeting Baba will be lost in these negative thoughts of what you did not do. But you will not benefit from the meeting if you have such thoughts. Several times Baba has told us that when you meet, the meeting is best when it is between equals. If you do not bring your stage to the stage of meeting Baba, that is a stage of equality. So even when you have, when the time of meeting comes and you all are here, you have taken appointment with Baba, the double foreigners have taken appointment from Baba to take drishti from Baba. That moment when you take drishti from Baba, how you fulfill yourself at that moment is very vital. It is a matter of one moment. You have to fill yourself in that one moment. The soul has a lot of power. Who am I right now? This thought should be in your mind and immediately you can go around the whole cycle. Who am I and what am I to become? It's one thought in 1 second. But if that thought is mixed, or whether it is appropriate, is in our hands. Once Baba told us about when an ordinary man goes to meet a very important man, and when the man says, "Thank you." So to repeat something over and over again is a sanskar in the path of devotion. A knowledgeful soul does not need to repeat. If you repeat, means we have not progressed. Whatever has happened, take a lesson from it and move ahead. So whatever is in your mind, there is no need to repeat it to Baba. Keep it aside and become a new person. For example, somebody who wants to receive something opens his apron and whatever Baba gives falls into the apron. It's not the time for dialogue. So when we are listening from someone else, we do not have to speak. So when we are taking from the Father, don't try to give something. Don't try to give your weaknesses to Baba. Just be open to receiving and taking. This morning Dadi Janki mentioned in her class the Trimurti, Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. When this painting was made some time back, Baba had said that all the three faces should be the same in the painting, because all three faces playing the same role, because we ourselves are the Brahma, the Vishnu and Shankar. One person is playing the same role. That is why the faces in the painting should be the same. If you want to see the where their region is, in subtle regions, first is Brahma, in the subtle region is Vishnu, and the third region is Shankar, and then comes Paramdham, the soul world of Shiv Baba. Why is this? Because Brahma is the creator, so he is in the first region of the subtle region. We are Brahmas in a limited form. Whatever we create, so we are Brahma in that form. In that aspect we are Brahma, because we create thoughts. The second stage is Vishnu. When we come into knowledge in the beginning, we create thoughts of golden age. We sow the seed of the thought of going to golden age. But we know that we are either a male or a female. Vishnu represents the combined form of male and female. When we come into knowledge, we feel that every soul is complete in itself. It's neither male or female. Right now we have taken a male or female costume, but in the whole cycle, sometimes we see the half of the people are wearing costume of male and the other half the costume of female. So Brahma is not only the creator, but he has also kept the picture of his whole cycle in front of him, that he is complete in itself. He doesn't need support from anyone else. So same way we too don't need support from anyone else. We have four arms and we have four adornments on the four arms. We have a mace, we have a lotus, mace to scare Maya away, a lotus in one hand. Thirdly, we have the wheel, Sudarshan Chakra, so that we have to see what is in our thought. We do not only see what we do in one cycle, but we see our whole cycle, the soul cycle. So that way, these are the different stages of Brahmin life. When this stage also, then you come into the form of Shankar. In today's Murli, the point was there that we are tapasvis. When we are reaching our complete stage, we are reaching perfection, then we are going to go the next, we have to go higher and higher. So after, when we take the Shankar form, we go to Paramdham. So the indication is that we have to become tapasvi. We have to take the form of tapasvi souls. Shankar destroys. He takes care of destruction. First is creation of good thoughts, then the sustenance of good thoughts. And sometimes, if the weeds also grow, then the plant doesn't grow. A person once took a farmhouse, but he was not a farmer. So he asked somebody, what is the difference between a weed and plant? So someone said, if you pull a weed or pull a plant, the plant will not grow again, but the weed will grow again. So as Shankar, we pull out the weeds. Around the neck of Shankar, there is a snake. He has made his enemy, his enemy is wrapped around his neck. And he has no belongings. Shankar has no belongings. His body is bare. Vishnu has a lot of jewels and adornments. Like Uzza Dadi was telling us yesterday, we will be very light in golden age, even though we are wearing a lot of jewelry. But we have to come to the zero form first, like Shankar. We have to be zero. We have nothing on us. Once on Shivratri day, somebody came to give a lecture and said that Shankar is a socialist and Vishnu is a capitalist. Because he was a politician, he made this statement. But we have to take the form of Shankar now. Shankar has no belongings. The one who has nothing has everything. It's unlimited. And somebody who has something has only that little thing. That is the philosophy of karma. So Baba says, when you become completely empty, and when you have no one, then you have the Father. They say in the path of devotion, when you have nobody, then you have God. And if you have somebody, then you will automatically take the help of that person in your limited contact. But then God is not there to help you. We have to be unlimited in everything. No matter what duty we have, whether we are in Chile or Australia, whatever work we do, our consciousness should be unlimited. Because we are meeting the unlimited Father, so we need an unlimited consciousness. Now the next part is, what expectation do we have of Baba? There is no end to our expectation. We feel that He is the ocean, so let us receive as much as possible from Baba. Okay, Baba never says no to us. He says, okay, as you say, it will be done. So Baba gives you everything. Now, you have to take care of what Baba gives you. Even if Baba gives you everything, are you able to retain it? Can we use it in our centers or in our life? Today He has given us, and tomorrow we'll be looking for what He has given us. We are saying, oh, where is it gone? So the important thing is, when you take from Baba, how much you can retain. So when Baba is giving you, you should take out everything else from your apron, make your apron empty, and receive what Baba is giving you. So our expectations are a lot. What Baba has said, to be free from expectations, and then you will be fulfilled. And if we have expectation and we keep receiving, then we cannot fly. We cannot go in the land of Shankar, because we'll be heavy. We cannot go to the subtle region. Shankar has no belongings. Vishnu doesn't fly. He has a life of lotus. We need the flying stage now. So we need to take the form of Shankar now. Because in the flying stage, there are no obstacles of the land. Yesterday, Gulzar Dadi was saying, we have car parking and bus parking. In golden age, what is parked in your palace? Small planes are parked outside your palace. So that is only possible through our flying stage. When you are flying, you really do not carry much. You cannot carry much when you are flying. And we are not flying parallel. We are flying up. You need very refined fuel for that. And you have to leave everything else behind. You have left your... In the normal aeroplanes, we have aviation fuel. But in rockets, we need very refined fuel. Otherwise, the rocket will burn. Or it will reach Saturn instead of Venus. So we need the purest fuel to fly. And what is that fuel? On what fuel does a rocket fly? Pure thoughts and love. Say you begin with the engine of pure love, pure thought, but the rocket will only go where the love is. If the rocket has love anywhere else, it will go to that station first and then proceed to the other stations. So love only one, so the rocket will be pulled towards that direction. How are we here today? Partly love, partly fear, and partly uncertainty. We don't know whether we can go again, because there was one bell of destruction, so we all came here. We were not sure if we can come here again. Gulzar Dadi says, yesterday, when the first Diwali had come, Baba had said there will be no other Diwali. The terrorists also took a one-way ticket. They did not take a return ticket. They knew they are going one way. Today the flame and the moth. Beautiful murli of the flame and the moth was on today. When the flame burns, the moths do not come just to meet the flame. They come to burn in the flame. And they don't come in the day either. The moths do not come in the day when if you burn a lamp. When it turns dark, then those moths come to the flame. A flame looks beautiful at night, not in day. So when there's total darkness, then Shiv Baba comes. And the first grade moths, they take a one-way ticket and they come to the flame. The moth has a small body and it finishes. He finishes his body in the flame. The soul doesn't die. So if you want to be safe from the feeling of loss and fear, then you mustn't expect success. Because if you expect success, it is also a form of bondage. because in that process, your powers, your yoga, everything gets invested in that. We forget to do yoga because we are so absorbed in the project and we lose our balance. So to want success in something and put everything else aside is also not the right thing. Let us leave it to Baba. Do not think that you have done anything, that I have done this and I have done that. For it will give you momentary success, but then there will be a burden on your consciousness. And then you will feel the difference of loss and gain. The soul can have no loss and no gain because it's just a point. The sanskars remain within the soul. Baba talks about the seed stage, the seed and the ocean, Bindu and Sindhu. If you make a point big and draw around from the point, you will come to a circle. If you've taken few births, it will be a small cycle. And if you've taken many births, it will be a big cycle. So now, this is the time not to become an ocean, but to become a point. We should be able to do both roles. Be a point at one time and be an ocean at one time and come back to being a point. Baba says, be total renunciates. So, when we meet Baba today, so we do not have to ask Baba that, you know, give me these sanskars so that I can do a lot of service. Baba, I don't have a job. Give me a sanskar so that I can follow knowledge properly. Let's hope my job stays intact. I don't want to go far from the center. These doubts should not remain in your mind. You should have full faith. A child is innocent. Baba says we must have royal sanskars. What does royal mean? It doesn't mean having food and a golden plate. That you should be a master. You should not have the habit of begging and asking, not even from Baba. What is the difference between the child and a devotee? A child is entitled and a devotee asks. And so royalty is something that a royal person doesn't ask. He gets automatically. Whether it's something small or something big, a royal person only gives. He gives charity. So when you meet Baba, you do not have to ask for anything. Put your weaknesses aside. Open your apron. Keep your digestion okay, so that whatever you get, you can retain. To put a full stop needs power. If you brake here and your car moves ahead, so it could be a big accident. So our thoughts should be decisive. And we should be able to put a full stop instantly. So whatever is yours, put a full stop to it. So put everything else aside and do not expect anything even in the future. Don't think about whether you can expect fulfill Baba's expectation in the future. Don't even think about that. Just think about the present meeting. You have heard the story of Krishna and Sudama. They're two friends, Krishna and Sudama. Sudama was a very poor friend. Sudama's wife told Sudama to ask plenty of things from Krishna, but Sudama could not ask for anything. So when Krishna understood that Sudama wanted a few things, but Sudama did not ask, so when he went back home, he saw that his house was a palace, not a poor home anymore. The sun never sets over Brahma Kumaris. Somebody said this. We have centers about in 90 countries. There's a sun shining in so many countries. The spiritual sun is always protecting us like an umbrella. So where the sun is there, all the dirt, germs, bacteria, everything dies. So when we are under the protection, the canopy of Baba, we are being taken proper care of. We are like patients being looked after. A patient doesn't tell the doctor what treatment to give him. He leaves it up to the surgeon. What comes in between me and Baba is my rusted intellect. It interferes. So Baba says, this knowledge is for people with a true heart, not with someone with a clever intellect. Because somebody with a clever intellect or intellectual person will keep thinking about whether you should surrender to Baba. But somebody with a big heart doesn't think much. He just falls in love very easily. We mustn't use our rusted intellect. We have to keep our intellect also closed. This intellect misguides us. Someone says, I have very good intentions of becoming number one. So the good intentions remain with you even till the last day. So, but this could lead you to hell, because there's a lot of interference from the intellect in between. We are already getting an excellent program from Bab Dada. But if there's virus in our intellect, then Bab Dada's floppy will not work. So we have to move with our heart. You're becoming watch. He says, I have to become watch conscious. Rishmon Bhai says, I'm becoming watch conscious. So be completely free. Do not think of the past, the future, of anyone else, of anyone else around you. Just you're sitting in front of the ocean, the sun, and the rest will be taken care of. Don't have any desires. Got here. Oh, we have to sit like innocent children and enjoy now, because the father knows what his children need, and the same way a washerman knows how to wash his clothes, and a goldsmith knows how to make the gold, and a surgeon knows how to treat the patient. So we do not have to use our own intellect. We just have to sit like children, and Baba will take care of us.